Hello everyone, it's Wanted to Be Ola, the coach you know and the fitness nerd. I hope you are doing well wherever you are. It's a Sunday, it's either a morning, an early morning Sunday or the late evening Sunday, wherever you are. So welcome to the show. So today I'm just going to talk about integrity. Do you know the value of integrity? I know that it's so my opinion or what I know, what I've learned over a period of time is it's so valuable yet fragile and easy to lose in a nanosecond. Why am I saying that? And I think because I've looked at all other things, because everything has its own value in life. But one makes a whole human being, because I was trying to actually look at all things that we use, in what we require for us to sustain a life, for you to be able to do things that you want to do. And I looked at something that I call leverage, and you need some form of something that you will actually use to leverage to get whatever you want. So if we talk about bond, which is money that we use it to actually be able to buy the things that we actually need. That's another way of leverage. If without that, you can't be able to get what you want. And I realized that, but even with that, it's actually very limited. If you don't have money, but you still exist, right? What else do you have if you don't have? Because that's another form of leverage you can use, which I can actually explain as tokens. So a token for a token, which means whatever you have to exchange for you to get something, it could be physical in physical form or emotionally. We also have emotional tokens, right? So if you smile, somebody's going to give back a smile. So there are so many things that we actually use leverage. There's nothing that you give that never gives anything, whether you're aware of it or not. So today I was just thinking about this, and I was actually thinking when I was talking to somebody who was also going through things, because, you know, we share things, right? And they go, then you feel like you have to do something, like probably somebody does something bad to you, and you have to, which is normally what we say. People will say it's a normal reaction, but I don't think it's a normal reaction. When I coach people to understand one thing, because when you understand your value as a person, okay, a value as a person, because if you understand your value, you are a human being. So once you understand you, then you can be able to understand people around you or things around you. And I would say that you have to exist first, and also for you, for all things to have a meaning, so which means you give meaning to anything that's out there. Without you, nothing has value, if it means anything to if you understand what I mean. So that's the thing. So when it comes to integrity, because integrity is on its own, you work for over a period of time. So what it means, how I understand it, okay, I might be wrong, is for you to actually be able to interact, or whether it's in business or it's personal, with other people, which means people have to see you or have trust in you, that you are the person that you actually be able to conduct that business or to do whatever agreement that you actually did. So if people don't trust you, you may not be able to actually be able to navigate and able to communicate or get things that you need to be done or get the things that you require. So it's, you have to be trustworthy in some sense. So all things that you do, which is why we always want to do good things and actually display good character. So over a period of time, all that, then we look at all those things that you have actually done, then we kind of think like, okay, you know, like I take his word, because there's never a time that they've actually not, I don't have a reason to doubt what they're saying to me, because it's true.
what they always say, because they've never. But if you do tell a lie, next time you will have to work extra harder to convince the other person or other people that you don't lie, that whatever you're saying, because now they have to really try to think, okay, is it what he does naturally, or it's a one in time? So it becomes your navigation or your interaction with other people becomes really, really challenged. You can lose all other things and get them back, but unfortunately with integrity, it's very, very difficult for you to get it back. I can actually say that it is difficult to get back because people already look at you in a, which is why we will hear that, okay, you can give them second chance. But when they say that, they actually say there's still that doubt of saying, okay, I'll wait, and actually you do, but prove me wrong, or I'm not sure whether you're going to. So if you've never done anything, people take you at your value, they will never, it becomes an easier way for you to actually be able to be involved or to articulate whatever that you want to do. So I was talking about somebody, because to maintain that is not only things that you do that actually maintains that. It's how also you relate, because sometimes you see, because I always say there's also outside influence, right? There's also, as we all interact, we are not immune. We live in a bigger world where we have all things happening around us. Some of them, you react to them because you are not the one, it's not your brain that processed that and came up with that. You have to react. When somebody thought about something or they say something, you have to respond. So mostly the response also, because the one that chips away people's integrity mostly is the response. How you respond to things that happens around you. So when we talk about whether it's emotionally, how other people are impacting your emotions can also make you lose your interest. But that's not your intention, because you don't. But if you are not aware of that, you may lose your integrity, because some other people can provoke you in some sense, not provoking or whatever actions that they did, which you will have to process and actually assess and see if they are provocative. And this is a personal thing, because sometimes that's why you find that you will say something, somebody will say something without the intention of malice or even wanting to hate somebody. But the person who decoded it will have to understand it the way they want to understand it, how they understand it, given the situation where they are. So I was just telling this friend of saying, okay, you know, sometimes you don't really need to say something, because with me, I always is, once I discover that my integrity or my value, which is the highest commodity of any token that I have in the world, is my integrity, because that, even without money, I can be. What do I mean by that is I can, because people can feel comfortable to help me when I'm in need, not because I've got money. Is because how I've lived, which also takes into the integrity. And also, if I ask for help, people will help me, because they will know that I'm actually honest and sincere. And if I give my word, I stand by my word, or whatever action it with, I come through. So this is the thing, is if you do that, you have more leverage than any other person who is a little bit questionable, or they don't actually have that. So that personally, everybody, I think this is what we protect most, which is why we don't want somebody saying something that's not correct or to the point. To a point, I even say sometimes when somebody calls you with their name, or whether they just misspelled your name, or it sounds like not the way, like myself, I'm Gwyneth, and somebody says Gwyneth. It's not, because I'll say it's not. Even if it sounds the same, it's not, because that's not my name. You will defend things as that. So that comes to the core and the essence of you, because you are, and that's your identity. So integrity and identity, they don't really differ that much, because that's exactly the integral you, the you, your existence, your everything, what you actually preserve as the humanly perfect you, right? So that you don't want that to be chipped off. So, but this is where the challenge comes in, right? Because I know that, because I always say it's almost like, because that's the most I have come to realize that this is the most important thing that I actually have. So whether you're looking for a job, right? So all things, sometimes even if you're a smart person, if your behavior and character doesn't match up what they expect from that employee, you may lose your job. You may not get that post, or you may lose your job, which is why you always, people get fired. And this is, well, you don't represent our core values. And it comes to that part, because the system itself has its own values and goals, so you have to display that. So as a person, that's the same thing. And why they are so much to actually where they push back, and no company or any other system that wants to you not, because you're chipping away to the integrity of that system, which means when it presents or when it deals, which means it no longer has the same value, or that it, the impact that is actually have, whether they're negotiating, whatever, because if they've got an image that does not match what they stand for, then they lose leverage. Okay, so it's all about leverage. It's really about leverage. So once you lose that, which is what I always say, the most thing that you need to safeguard, money you can always make. And money, unfortunately, you can make it either way, whether in a good, noble way or in an unscrupulous way. It's all money. Yeah. So people, which is why most people, but once you lose your integrity, you can't get it back. So it's fragile, because it's not like something that you can lock up, right? But it's something that's there, because it's the platform where we all have to use for existence, for whatever we want, whether you call it money, whether you call it. So everything is tied on that, on who you are as a person. So it's very interesting, because when I was talking to this other person, then she was actually saying, I need to, and I says, you know, with me, my take is, how do you come to preserve that? By realizing that you live in a bigger world, and you have to create your own smaller world. Right, in that smaller world, which means now that's when you actually craft what you want, which is with the integrity of who I want and what I want. The same as all other systems, right? So you need to have an understanding of that, which is there is also boundaries. So boundaries, which means I always say there are hard lines and soft lines. There are certain things that you actually say, well, it's human error. And okay, that is understandable, right? But there are hard lines that you know that once it goes beyond that, it's actually close to jeopardizing your existence. And those are the ones that you push hard, because you don't want anything that come close to actually destroying that. So over the years, I had to learn how to actually be able to navigate those things and actually know. So to preserve that. So I think today what I wanted to talk about is how do you preserve it? You know, how do you preserve it? And how do you understand it? How do you know? Do you really know what is actually means what you're leveraging? And that is actually a very important leverage, because sometimes we all think about money, things that are more in the physical forms is part of wealth. Okay. Integrity is a limitless number of whatever billions or whatever you call in terms of value, because without that, you can't make whatever form of token that you actually going to use so that you can actually have a better life, if it makes sense, what I'm actually talking about here. So I realized that. So now I've come to understand that, or even if you've come to understand that, or you might also, when I experiment and start thinking about it, right? And when I came to the to all other tokens that we actually use, like any other seed, you have to monetary value, whatever that transact into all things, whether it's what do you call it, whether it's assets that we have or it's just liquid cash, or it's which surmise our whole living, which means accessibility, which gives us accessibility to all resources that we actually need for us to be comfortable or content. No, right? Comfortable is more milder, but to get to that contentment that I'm living a life, I actually have my you know, my provision as a person, which means I am fulfilled, I'm fulfilling my sole purpose of actually being a human being in whatever form, right? So the idea of having these tokens is to be able to solve the problems that we actually see. Like money solve the problem. I don't grow food, but when I've got access to money, then I can go into grocery stores and actually get myself some food. So that takes away, I respect the other guy who is doing the farming or who is providing the food, and I stand in line, I do some other work to actually get the token for me to get access to food, same as housing and everything that we actually do. To the excess, it doesn't matter what you're going to use it, but you actually understand that. So I teach people to understand that you can't, that's the first thing that you actually need to work on to build that to build integrity, right? Which is to you, the core you, right? Who you are in essence. And that actually lays the platform of exactly how you're going to live your life and how difficult or easy your navigation is going to be. I'm just a nerd, you know, like I like looking at these things in some sense in a different light, in not because I'm trying to look, maybe when you get older, you know, because when I was 20, I didn't have time to think about that, because this is where the drilling part of is, you know, you're gonna have to do this. You from the school, it's more of a laid out system where you go in and you just need to actually your channel so that you can get to a certain destination. And when you get older, we've done all that, and you get to 50, then you realize, okay, I've done all that I thought, okay, what's there to do? Then you start realizing, because I'm in my second leg of my life now, if I'm gonna die at 85 or 95 or whatever, right? Which means I'm getting a second chance of looking things, but now I'm mature, I see things in different ways. So you look at things how they work, the system. It's not like I'm new into the system, I know the system, how it works and how I feel about it, all things. So now I've actually realized that. And I think, which is why people don't understand when people really push hard or back, when somebody is actually saying something that's malicious. Because if it's not true, you wouldn't want to, it wouldn't bother anybody if somebody says something that's untrue about you. It wouldn't bother you. What it bothers you, because with you, you know it's not true, but you're worried about the people that it's being said to, because these people, you want them to look at you or know you in a certain way or in a certain light. And if that's actually not the right, if they're not presenting the real you, then there's a problem, right? This is where it gets interesting. So, which is why you find that even sometimes when somebody really, really, how do you know somebody doesn't like you? Because the first thing that they do, if they really hate you, which means they will go to your integrity, because they know once they destroy that, it's like going to the taproot of the tree and you chop it off. You won't be surprised, right? Even if the other roots are still there, you're just counting how long it's going to actually be able to stand. Like, and also you can't get to the taproot before you actually start on the peripherals with the other roots on underground. So when you dig and look for there, you're already destroying the tree, right? So that's the thing. Integrity is like the taproot that feeds the whole tree. Your whole being, your whole existence relies on that. So you don't want it to be chipped off or to be taken for granted, or you taking it for granted. Because for other people, it's also leverage. But you see, the thing is, because we live as human beings in terms of getting to our needs because of resources, what we get to provide for ourselves or to exist and to be able to live our life and be fulfilled or along the way. So for these resources, we have to have access to them. So they are these almost like elbow in each other, right? So we put each other in some way so that you can get access, which is in some sense, of course, people will think, okay, it's a weird thing, but oh, no, it's nature. You look to the world, that's what happens, you know? Look at the hyenas and whatever, right? The other one catch they catch them. Whatever that they actually caught for that, whatever, then they will have to fend off other predators that are coming too. So it's, we do almost behave in the same way. So it's not being naive or not where you people will actually say, not naive. It's not being, what could I say, is where you live in fear. It's not really living in fear, but actually being aware of that will make you be able to navigate in life and deal with other things that won't actually throw your life out of whack. So yeah, so it's interesting. So I just thought about this and about integrity, and it's one of the things that I teach, especially with athletes. When I actually coach with this athlete, all my clients, really, I always say, you know, when you persevere and you understand that, right? So everything becomes easy because it starts with, because how did I see the power of it is when I never used to know what negotiating is or negotiations are. So when you go to the table, which means you're bringing something, and what are you bringing something? So the first thing, it's not really, because everybody can come to the table, but for the first thing for somebody to say, I want to talk to you, you've got something interesting, which means there are two things. The first thing is they trust you. Even if they don't trust you, whatever you're offering is important to them, and also it has to be important to you. So to me, I always is ask yourself, what's in it for you? Okay, I know most people then they'll start thinking, okay, that should mean you are a selfish person. Why do you always count? But it's a human thing and a very natural way, whether you are aware of it or not, that we simply have to calculate, which happens in nanoseconds, what's in it for me? Right. So even if I do it to somebody for somebody else, still, I am cashing in because I've calculated which calculus am I using. Okay, is it my emotional calculus or is it my physical calculus that I'm actually using? So if it's my emotional, which is why I'm saying is, you know what, I don't want to hit their feelings because, I'll do it because, right, I'll do it because even if it's not me, still, if I make that other person happy, which means emotionally I'm rewarded because I've got knowledge that I made that person happy. Right. So there's always a take on your side and you, which means everything that you do, it has to outweigh the need to forgo whatever that you actually want to, if you have to do it towards somebody. So even if you're in a group, because you kind of see, because you have to have sense of belonging. So that sense of belonging, what makes you belong to that group? That collectiveness that actually say, what does it benefit you? So most people don't think about it. You can't just join a club just because it's a club, but you have to know. Well, if it's a sports club, which means you play a sport, or you're a supporter of that, you like watching that. So there's something for you in return that you actually benefit. But the problem is when we start living life that like we don't know what is our benefit. And the Ola says, then you're going to live your life for other people. And you'll be mad at the end of it when you look back and you kind of realize it's almost like life has been stolen from you. Nobody steals anybody's life, but you simply need to be know whether you're a spectator on the side or you're a player in the game. And also when you're in the game, you know exactly how the game is played. So this is the thing. So with your value and your integrity evolves around that. So if you don't know which is, because you may participate in things where you're leveraging and you're using, why they want you to be part of that is because they need to leverage your integrity, which is why somebody will ask you, can you do me a favor? Okay, what does it mean? Okay, you do me a favor and go please talk to somebody on and say this to you, because they know with them, maybe that person doesn't know them. So their integrity and their how they don't have that platform, but you will be their leverage, that they're leveraging you because they know that person trusts you. So that's the value. So this is what you're giving away. So if things don't go, which means you are going, it's going to chip on you, not the other person. So which is where it becomes very, very interesting. And most people, they tend to be shocked or surprised when things don't go and it falls in the person as well. I was just helping. Yes, but that's what it meant when you were just helping. When you were helping, you were leveraging and putting your integrity online, the value of your integrity online, and which means it will, whatever impact you're going to get back is going to be equivalent to whatever that you put in. So this, it becomes very, 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 it's, I know when sometimes when you talk to people, we don't think about these things, right? We don't talk about these things mostly. Well, as I'm saying, I'm a nerd because I tend to calculate to each and every, whatever, dissect things and try to understand even a statement is not just a statement, but it's always a pregnant statement. There's always a meaning to it, which also can make some other people feel not comfortable. But now I'm older, I know when I was younger, when I used to, you know, when people realize you think that way, they don't simply understand you. So you need to really understand yourself, because you have to understand why you also think in that way, or why you do certain things in different ways. And life is for you to channel it the way you want, to benefit what you would. As I said, making your own little world in a bigger world. You can't be the world. You cannot practically be part of the bigger world, you know, be the bigger world. You can actually make your little world within the bigger world, okay, if it makes sense. So you are unique. You have your own, you know, when you understand your authentic you, your integrity, everything that surmises you to be who you want. And also understanding that that's very, very important, because that's what you're going to leverage, and that's who you're going to be remembered as, you know, when it's chipped or whatever dent that's there. That's you, who you are, and who you're going to be remembered as. People say, because when we say remembered, right, I always say, because it's almost think like, okay, who knows me, who's going to remember? All of us, we are a story as we are living in this world. We are a story, whether told to somebody or known by somebody, or it's like different types of books. I don't think I would want to call myself a reader, but I don't think even if I tried to read each and every, it's practically impossible to know. So, you know, each and every information or book that's lying around in the world that has been written, no, it's practically impossible, and which makes life interesting. And if you take that as your sole purpose to live and actually discover it and everything, which means you're going to be busy, but I'll tell you, you'll be busy until to the end, and you'll live it, and it will go on even after you. Books will be still there, and people will be still writing more books and different things that actually, you know, so it's life. Once you start understanding those things, which is why I say is it doesn't matter. It's not about that. It's about you being content and actually seeing the value in you creating that. But the best of it all is the integrity. It is the best, because that's the best where you will have all these other, where you will formulate all these other leverages that you can actually do, where the tokens that you're going to use for you to be able to get all these things that you need, whether physically or emotionally, to make yourself have a meaningful life, whether it's a powerful life or whatever you mean, and to reach where we say you're fulfilled now, you're content as a human being, which means you're meeting all your needs, whether emotionally or physically. I don't know if I'm just rambling here today, because I thought about integrity, you know, and I think because in the past years, you know, like 2 years or so, since we went into this lockdown, not really, it has been more like 5 years. It's a long story. it's a long story, but I think I started because before then I was quite busy and doing things, right? So this is also a human coping mechanism where you kind of push things away and you don't have to deal with them. But then you get your brain busy with other things. So you just say, okay, in that spot where the brain is supposed to be processing and dealing with these other things, you push it aside or probably suppress them, right? Because they are there in the brain anyways, which is why they, when at 10 years from then, they will come and pop up like what we call memories or whatever, but they're still in your very deep down. And the ones that you choose to put on the surface, those are the ones that you're going to act on. So yeah, so it's that. So all these times I've been actually looking, and it's quite amazing because when I, you know, when you go through those things, is because sometimes you don't understand why. But with me now, because I'm older, so I like to see things as they are actually coming out, and I always want to see them playing around. And in that, I learn something, and also I stand there. It's almost like I'm watching a movie in where I actually see when it starts, you know, right at the beginning, then you go to the middle, and then you start anticipating or looking and seeing how they exit or the end of it, how it's going to end. So I think this has been probably like my last 2 years where I was almost like watching my own movie. I'm crazy like that. So it has been quite interesting, right? So because I think is because my whole other life is, you know, like when you're younger, you're busy, you're supposed to catch, you've got a career to do, you do this, you move from there, you do. And then comes a time where it's almost like time, there's a time stop and the reset, right? And I think I've been from my 40, once I hit 40, 45, I had a time reset where time is almost like it's frozen and time was just moving slowly, almost like tick, 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 right? So, and then the things that are happening that you are quite aware of what, and but you actually see, and you actually relate to it in a different way than you would have done when you were 15 or 20, 25 or 30. Yeah, so when you're older, you tend to see things in a different way. I don't know what they call wisdom, or you get wiser. I hope that that I'm wiser now. So yeah, so in the span of these 2 years, you know, there were certain things that were happening, certain things, and I think it's taught me quite a lot than what, you know, 2 years covered probably what I would have wanted to learn in my past probably 15 years. It sounds weird, but really it's true. It's interesting to just discover that a 2 year turnaround can actually have when you are in that present moment, and when you totally understand and you are there in that particular moment, 2 years of what you learn in 2 years, and you feel like, if I have known this for 15 years, because it's huge what you really discover about yourself, the world around you, everything around you, what it means, the real meaning of life, right? Which means why probably they say life begins at 40, because yeah, this is where the bulb went on. Things that I used to think they were so great and amazing, or they were so important that I couldn't do without them, then I realized that no, they don't. I always give an example of saying these things, because I used to be very, more almost like I need to do things perfectly well. They have to be in sync, you know. I would even tell myself that I can actually plan things, and things, you know, once I plan things, they will come to fruition. It doesn't matter, you know, because I'll stand there and fight until I see that through, right? And this is what you tell yourself, because this is probably how I was raised to believe that, right? So it's what molds you to believe that, or probably all humans, we are like that, because without that, we can't accomplish anything that we need to accomplish as people. So in his own, so when I was young, I wouldn't think that way, probably, you know, but now I understand. So even the negative side, I understand why the negative is there, and also why the positive is there, right? So yeah, so during that period, there's a lot of things that were actually challenging. And I think why I talk about integrity, because I never got to really, understand the word integrity, because I would use it, my integrity. Oh, don't mess up with my integrity. Oh, no, no, no. How could you? You know, but I never really understood until I got close, where I had to go through so much, where this is almost like unrelenting, trying or chipping of my integrity, or where people are scraping for it and everything to try and whatever. But because I could keep asking myself the same question of say, but what is the real agenda here? What is supposed to be achieved with all this relentless attack on my, you know, like on everything? Like, I did not understand it. I really, honestly, I struggled with it, because I never had to deal with people in to that extent. Because you know, when you become you take a certain route and you live a certain life and you are among certain groups of people, you're shielded to some other things that you don't. I was never in the same place for a very longer time. Even when I lived, I was an athlete, so I never really had to spend so much time in the vicinity with people, you know. So now I'm living in what we call community, and for a longer time, and there is do's and don'ts, and the do's and don'ts, and there's different, you know, it's interesting. It's very, very interesting. So yeah, and the most amazing thing is, most of these people, I don't know them. I really don't. I have never lived with them or shared any form of space with them. But they claim to have so much knowledge about me, or they have this perception from whatever the information that they get. It's bizarre if you think about it. But I think... when it started, I was almost like in shock, because it's not something that I was, I don't think there's anybody who get used to that, or it's something that I knew, right? You know, with me, anybody says their word, I take them their word, I give them my word, and I've lived on my integrity for all my life. So nobody has ever questioned that. And all of a sudden, you find that there is this pandemonium, almost like rainstorm, right? And so you tend to, the first thing that happens is shock. And you go into that shock and you go into withdrawal, because that's the first thing that you do to protect yourself, is almost like Mr. Tortoise. You just have to pull your head back in and you freeze in. But because I'm not a person, I'm not a tortoise, and I don't know how to shield and hide, right? You can do that, but it's instinctively you do that. And then when I was in that point in time, when I was in the tortoise state where my head is in, and I'm keeping asking myself, but well, what's really happening? And I'm trying to, I don't know, you know, there's, you can't really explain it to anybody, right? Because it's something that somebody has to actually, because to be able to really paint a picture and image of your emotional state, and also the physical state, for to make it really visual, where you can actually, it's relatable. It's not relatable. It can't, unless if you've gone through it. We all do, but the magnitude of it is quite different for each and every person. So it was quite interesting, and I think this is where I did find the value of it, because and I think what made a big difference for me, I got to that point where I realized that, because when I went and I checked that word again and again, and I realized what the meaning of integrity means. And I realized, so is it something that I need to protect, and what should I do to protect it? I tell you, nothing. You don't really need to do anything. You don't need to do anything. And I'll tell you in the next live post, I'll also tell you what you need to do exactly to be able to navigate that. And just remember today, I'm telling you, you totally need to do nothing. And people would say, well, you know that. How could you just stand there? It's almost like your house is on fire and somebody's setting a house on fire. And I tell you that. When I know, because the thing is, when you know that your house is built, it depends on how your house is built that you need to worry about fire, right? So this is the thing. So in our next episode, we're going to talk about that, where I'll tell you, you simply don't need to do anything. The only thing that you, which is why you need to focus on you, what's in it for you, okay? And once you move away from me, you, it's almost like a soldier leaving their post and going somewhere else. Honey, the enemy will run you over. So you don't never do that. You hold your post and you stay and you don't. And mostly I'll always tell my clients, everybody that I've been, the other coach says, you are unique. You are not an opinion. So don't behave like you're in an opinion. You don't respond like you're an opinion. You don't. It's simply an opinion. So you simply don't need to do nothing. You don't need to do anything. So we will talk about, so next week, guys, I'm almost wrapping up here. I know that I tend to go away from whatever, but I'll tell you, you already know that I'm threading this to come up to the real thing of what's going on. And I think on my, because I'm planning also to have in detail, as I said, this is all my, you can tell when I say trapped true story, and this is story, I tell my stories. It has nothing to do with anybody. Well, if you became part of that transition or whatever of my discovery, yes, you'll hear people here and there, but well, there won't be names. It's not necessary. It's not really, because I don't. It's my life. I tell it as I see it, as I like it, as I want it, because it's my life. Okay. And that's how. So I am going to see that I'm actually going to have people that are going to join me. Some of my ladies, my entrepreneurial ladies that are going to join me, and then we will dissect. So I'll be almost like what you call it a guinea pig. So for those guys that did psychology or whatever, we'll have psychologists or whatever, shrinks or coaches or whatever. These days, it's really cool to be called a coach. So we've got all these coaches in different. But with me, it's going to touch in some parts of my life that I'm willing to give there so that people can actually be able to learn about things happening to them. Why do I do that? Because I want to, and I can. That's the thing. So we will use me as, you know, like my life stories, right? Those are the things that we will be. So then we'll get into other people's life stories. It's not mandatory that you do that. I don't advise anybody to do that, you know, but with me, it's what I do. That's what I do. You know, I'm a coach. I coach people. I do these things, and I like changing, you know, people's minds in certain things, especially for the good, right? I am not, I really don't like criticizing people. I always say each and every event in life, it's a learning point that should propel you to get to a point in time, which means you're changing. And also your goal is to actually meet that requirement of life, which means getting you to your fulfillment as a person. That's what you need to do. So that's what you need to focus on. Because if you actually go on the negative, that's why we call it the negative. Honey, I need the positive. I need the positive. The more I go on the positive, which means the better, because it's actually taking me through to my purpose, to my authentic self, to my, you know, full understanding, to my wisdom, to my, so this is exactly why, which is I play with the positive. I don't go on the negative. And mostly I say I don't reward bad behavior. So whatever that the discourse, really, it's not really my cup of tea, sweetheart. I really don't like going that. I don't go to, you see, yeah, so the negative now. So when we do this, what are we going to do with The scripts will be coming from my own life. We will talk about it, and I'll give you my experience in different parts of my life, in different, you know, like in different years, what it is, and I'll have people coming on a co-host and speakers. Then we'll talk about it. But most of them, they will be coaches. We'll be talking about well, I'll tell a story, and then they will probably have some questions for me. Or so we'll just have to work around and see how best we can deliver the content right to everybody. But remember, the goal is to learn and actually have a formulation and understanding. So you know when you get this type of coaching, which means also most people are getting that coaching, and makes it a more of a dialogue, right? So it is, and I control what goes on in and out, right? Because it's part of my story, which is why we say trapped true story, my story, your story. With Coach Winnie, the fitness nerd. So this is what we're going to be doing. So guys, stay blessed and understand, and don't just go losing your integrity. It's valuable, right? Yet so fragile and easy to lose. And it's only you, it's your value. The same way you look at all other things and you think you have to, all everything that you need to support your life is very, very important, but the foundation of it is your integrity. So when we start to your sense of being, your sense of what is tied up in your integrity, so we'll keep talking about these things, guys, and we talk about all other things, right? The idea is to build, not to destroy. So if you're the guy with the wrecking hammer, you're not welcome to this podcast. Only if you have an idea of changing and actually realizing that you need to build instead of destroying. So that's what we want to do. Not that we are very constructive. Look at what we've done into the world. We've changed the world, right? We keep evolving and changing things, and for the better, and all is actually towards our fulfillment as human beings, as an individual, and also a greater sense as our collectively, as humanity. And it's a great thing. So if you don't see the amazing, that to be amazing, and you don't want to be part of that movement, I'm thinking, honey, oh, good Lord, what's wrong with you? So that's the thing is, but all in all these things, we learn things, right? We do. And it doesn't matter, because if we don't have these, if we are not aware of the negative or things that are actually not, which is why you have to know the right side. When you know the left side, you can't know the right side without knowing the right, the left side. So those two exist, in harmony with them, right? So you know. So that's how the world, this is how life is. So we have to understand that. But now our focus, we need to actually realize that if you are ascending, you're ascending. But if you're going down, this is not, unless you've got the intention of actually going down, and you should know why. So the same things, guys. So take care of yourselves, guys. And which means I will see you in another podcast. I just decided I was going to have, because I've been thinking about this thing, and I thought probably I could probably share a few things, and that even if it doesn't, in my rumbling number of who knows what, right? But I may make a little bit of sense to 3, 4, 5 people. And if I could do that, that would be worthwhile. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening and tuning in to the live stream, which means I will see you in another segment. You have an awesome, awesome week that's coming. I hate like an awesome, awesome month, because we already you can't believe it. We already know August. Time. I don't want to use that, time flies, which is another segment that I will actually do. Okay. So which means we're busy living. That's exactly what I can say. That's how I can say it. We are with busy living. When time seems to be moving and we're moving from one month to another, I say, which means we are busy living, which is a good thing. But the only thing that we need to do is to make sure that all things that we do fulfills us and we get to our contentment, Okay, so let me know what you think about what I was talking about in integrity. If you've got your challenges and all those other things, it's okay, because that's exactly how we frame it, how we build that and our strength and our resilience and all that. But I think the first thing is to be aware and actually know exactly where you're heading. So that's the most important thing. And I only discovered that when I got to the point where I had more awareness really of really what's going on around me. And also I was also in my framing, in my mind, I was ready to really understand. So there is always, you are aware and you are ready to formulate a better understanding of all situations. And this is how you come up with solutions, and also those solutions, which means they will formulate you will grow. So it's towards your growth, really. Nothing else other than towards your growth, which is staying in the positive and using your negative to make you grow and see. And I always say, you know, one thing is, yes, we all love the light, but what makes us understand, I'm going the same thing, which means darkness, right? Because when we know dark, what it looks like, and when we know light, and then we are actually, which means it becomes something that we can do with ease, because we understand that, right? Because I think if you have never been in darkness, you wouldn't know what light is all about. People that live in darkness, they don't know what you talk about. You talk about light, they don't know what it means. But you only have to. So our experience on all these, what you call it, the opposite of whatever that we believe is good for us, also shapes things, or probably strengthen how we all makes us appreciate more of whatever that we believe is to be good for us and what we know to be good for us. So guys, I thank you for your tuning in. I would appreciate it if you would share, comment, and let me know how you feel about this podcast and how you want them to, because this is not for me, it is for me and for you also, guys, so that you can actually have better content. And I look forward to actually having another live podcast, and in probably in 3 weeks or so, depending, probably in September, then we will have a full place when we will have speakers, and I'm working on that, and I'm just trying to find the framework. I already know exactly how we're going to do that. And remember, trap, true story, your story, my story, that's exactly what we're going to be doing. But all these, they are geared towards our growth, and also, you know, we mirror each other, we're human beings, right? But I don't say you go through what I've gone through. The harder part, I would wish you don't go through it, right? But the only thing, if you know, then which means you will be able to navigate and make it simpler for you to actually be able to live a better life. So that's exactly why we're going to be doing this, guys. Check out my YouTube channels, guys, if you're here. I'm still building it. It doesn't have so much content, but I will try to get more content. And the more of you, if you can subscribe, that will help me a lot. And also, I've got my patrons only. I'm adding more content to patrons page, and you can sign out. I'll try to make it a place where you can find all the other the information. Remember, my job as a coach is to reduce all the noise and actually try and craft and give you all the better content that you don't have to question. Or even if it is, and also my idea of life is actually to, I'm an instigator, to make you think a little bit and look, certain things that you never think about. But when you come across these, then you can be able to kind of think, so then if it's helpful for you, well, which means I'm happy that it's actually making a change in your life, whichever way. So understanding is key. We try to have that dialogue and also to, you know, yeah, so to lean on each other when we need each other. And that's why I'm trying to build this community so that I can be able to, it may sound like it's getting so slow. I believe, I hope in time I'll be able to run this more smoothly, which is why your support is really, really appreciated, because that will help me to get help, and also be able to get other people that will help me actually in the studio, and also be able to create the content. Right now I'm just doing by myself so that to put things together, but oh, it's working, it's all good. We'll see how that is goes. And also I will be giving away some stuff in the near future. I've got some ebooks that I've created. Some of them, they are about fitness training where you get workouts, and some of them, they are good information about your nutrition. So I've got guides and also planners that you will actually use to plan your meals. And yeah, and also I'll be having 5 days challenge on my Facebook page. They're coming very soon, and also streams also to Facebook, and also patrons for patrons only members, and also YouTube. So you can check that out and support me, and also be part of a cool community. So I'm looking forward to seeing you again, guys, into the next podcast. You have an awesome time wherever you are. Until then, ciao.